I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Hometown and Baseball resumes its night league schedule tonight. Plain will play at Sauk Prairie, Mesa Mania at Wisconsin Dells, Arena at Reedsburg, Monona McFarland will travel to Black Earth, Middleton at Cross Plains, Ridgeway at Wyota, Footville at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb, Schulzburg-Benton at Evansville, among the games. And locally, Cazenovia will be home against Dodgeville tomorrow night during the Cazenovia celebration. The Reds game tomorrow evening. Caz will host Wanakee on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock as well during the Cazenovia celebration. The Simon Sharks swim team hosted their final home meet of the season Wednesday night. The Sharks swam to first place in the quadrangular with 344 points. Reedsburg finished second with 253. Prairie du Chien finished third with 237 to Dodgeville's 236. Braylon Olson led the Sharks in scoring by winning the short free, backstroke, and breaststroke. Adding two individual first-place finishes were Lauren Chambers in breaststroke and 100 individual medley, Elsa Norte in the free and butterfly as well, and Leah Chambers in the butterfly and distance freestyle. Swimmers with one individual first-place finish were Kaylin Burns in the butterfly, Rylan Muller in the butterfly, Braden Burns in the distance freestyle, Cameron Keane in the 100 IM, and Lucian Hamlin in the 200 IM. The Sharks have shown great improvement this season and are finishing the season on a strong note. Their head coach is Chad Hying. He talked about how fast the season flies during our time yesterday at the Simons Recreation Complex.
It does. It seems like it takes a while, but then once you get in the swing of it, it's done and it's over, and you're like, oh, where did that all go? Yep. So really excited. We're going to be heading to Mineral Point for that meet where they'll break up the younger age group in the morning session, and they'll have the older age groups in the evening session because of the length of their pool. Theirs is a 50-yard pool, so it's a lot longer than the little kids are used to swimming. So they break it up because they got to take lanes in and out.
The Sharks finish up their campaign Saturday, July 27th, at the conference meet at Mineral Point. Before that, they will swim in Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, and then they have a makeup meet in Dodgeville on Thursday as well. They capped the home season last night, and Coach Hying says they couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Very involved families, and we've had a lot of families who aged out, so we've had a lot of new families step up and play a part in big ways with the bullpen, with concessions, with lining them up, with making calls. So it's really been a blessing and a amazing thing to see just people just stepping up and like, how can we help? How can we help? So we're really fortunate to have such a great community of parents and swimmers who are just like, what can we do? It really makes the meets go much more smoothly when we have volunteers and parents to help out.
Head coach of the Simon Sharks, that was Chad Hying. Richland Center's softball teams won in youth tournament action last night. The Richland Center's 7th and 8th grade girls won 6-4 against Barneveld last night. They will continue in Highland tonight with the first pitch scheduled for 7:30. The Richland Center 3rd and 4th grade softball girls defeated Platteville 10-0. They will play Riverdale at 7:30 at Richland Center's North Park this evening. Elsewhere in sports, on the state scene, Bucks forward Chris Middleton is expected to be ready to go when the NBA season starts this fall. Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgeries on both ankles. Those operations are called cleanup surgeries following several previous procedures. The Milwaukee star played just 88 games in the last two seasons, despite another injury suffered during playoff game 2 of the series against the Pacers. The soon-to-be 33-year-old Middleton still averaged 24.7 points, just over 9 rebounds, and almost 5 assists per game. Indiana rookie Caitlin Clark broke the WNBA record for assists in a game last night, finishing with 19 in the Fever's 101-93 loss to the Dallas Wings. The previous record was 18 by Courtney Vandersloot for Chicago on August 31, 2020. Vandersloot also had 18 in a playoff game in 2021. Caitlin Clark entered the game as the WNBA's assist per game leader this season. She added 24 points on 10 for 19 shooting. Former Badger offensive lineman Casey Raybach is being moved to an assistant coaching position. Casey has been serving as UW's director of scouting. He played for Wisconsin from 1996 through 2000 while earning All Big Ten and third team All-American honors. He played 10 years in the NFL with the Ravens and Redskins. Raybach will assist new offensive line coach A.J. Blazek, who has opened eyes with his energetic approach to revamping the once-dominant feature of the Wisconsin football program. The Badgers are preparing for the start of the season with one of their stalwarts back, Ches Malusi.
I had a couple of choices. You know, obviously going to the next level was my main goal, my main focus. But, you know, I had an opportunity, but I thought, especially people telling me some certain things that I needed to hear, I'd be selling myself a little short if I decided to leave after getting injured. And I had an opportunity to come back. I got hurt in the fourth game, so that allowed me to have a red shirt. And coming back allows me to have that healthy season in a big year that I think I know I deserve and people know I deserve.
Former Packer wide receiver Devontae Adams has said it with conviction. He is staying in Las Vegas. Despite all the rumors, Adams' agent has called it all baseless, unfounded speculation, according to a report on the Sports Illustrated website. However, Adams says one player could get him to leave, quarterback Aaron Rodgers of the Jets. Adams says he wants people to know that he's not the one driving the narrative, and he does not expect to leave the Raiders. The Brewers have made a roster move during the All-Star break. It won't immediately affect who's wearing the uniform when the team returns to action this weekend. The team's front office reports it has added AAA outfielder Brewer Hicklin to the 40-man roster and optioned him to AAA. Hicklin has a .955 on-base percentage and 19 home runs in 72 games at that level. In a matching move, third baseman Oliver Dunn has been transferred to the 60-day injured list. Dunn has hit .221 with one home run and seven RBIs in 41 games this season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday morning sports.